Let's see, we got no volume here yet. This is December 25, 1978. And as usual, we are gathered here. Sound like we're going to get married, doesn't it? We're all gathered here. That's what's coming. Valerie, Vicky, and Ginger to pick up where we left off in 1977, where we left off in 1976, where we left off, and so on. Mm-hmm. So this has been another good year and lots of nice things happening. And so as usual, we start off with a senior member, with Valerie. And so Valerie, incidentally, we should say, I suppose, that it's snowing today.
Yes.
A year from now, we'll wonder what the weather was, and I think 23 degrees, and light snow. Probably it didn't snow over half an inch or so, but there's a couple inches on the ground. And so we did have a white Christmas, and those who wanted a white Christmas, whether sleds or whatever, snowmobiles, mm-hmm. got a little snow at least. Okay, Valerie, with that weather report, how has this been? What can you tell us about 1978 for Valerie West and also Valerie East?
Yes. Well, not too much, really. We keep busy in the summertime and also during the winter. And we got a good, had a good Christmas, and we just ate Christmas dinner. And right now, Tom is upstairs hooking together a video, what do you call
game.
It? Game that you hook to the TV. And
you might enumerate, some of the things you got for Christmas. We'll start off that way.
Well, I just happen to have it written down here.
Oh, good. I don't know how you happen to do that.
I'll start with Ada's. Ada's our aunt. She got Tom and I a deep fat fryer. But the main thing we got a tennis membership. Tennis rack. It's a racket club in Sioux Falls here, and Mom and Dad gave us a year membership, each of us girls, and so we're really excited about that. And I did get a tennis racket from Tom for Christmas. And some salt and pepper shakers, where the salt is the rock salt. And Vicky got me a blow dryer, and Ginger got me a nightgown. And, all the things that you get, underwear and things for Christmas. And then during 1978, we took two trips to California and one trip to Mexico. And Tom got his instrument rating for his aviation love. He has a love for aviation. And we have HBO, the home box office you hook to your television, and cable TV. Oh, and we have snowmobiles, and we like to go out on them. And we're in the process of redoing the basement on 3rd Avenue. And Vicky also is living on 3rd Avenue now. And, maybe if I think of anything else, I can. Vicky's snickering.
You might mention that the video game he's trying to hook up, we have two of them. One we're going to keep upstairs and one for you people. So we'll have two games. We hope out
two.
Of that they will both
I'm
work.
Really excited about that. He's trying to get it to work. And it was Ginger that gave you that. What do you call those? Some calculators?
Calculator with a biorhythm attachment.
So Tom and Dad have been trying to understand that. And what it does is it tells how compatible you are towards, whoever you want to, you get the month of they were born in and so on.
It's also supposed to tell you whether today is a good day for you and whether or not you're intellectually right up to everything and whether you're physically in good health. Then you can dial it ahead and find out what's going to be tomorrow or next month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, Val, you stand by then and
I will.
Relinquish your seat to the redhead, and you can sit over there, I suppose.
Okay.
Say where Vicky is, I suppose.
Okay.
It's
a long.
Okay, now, and we, let's see, you're 23 now, aren't you, Vicky, or Valerie?
24.
24, yeah, stuck by, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay. This is a 23-year-old and coming up, huh? Okay, I knew somebody had to be 23. Well, you'll have notes too. Incidentally, Wearing your slippers too, your Christmas slippers.
So is Ginger.
Oh, fine. Yeah, all down here with their little slippers on. Okay, Vicki, fill us in since 1977. What has happened? Well, first, tell us what you got for Christmas.
Okay.
Get up near the microphone so that people will know that you're here. Okay. Yeah.
I got slippers from Valerie, and Ginger gave me a water-pick shower massage. Mom and Dad gave me contacts and membership to the racket club and tennis lessons and a tennis racket and tennis balls and a warm-up outfit and tennis shoes and also a skirt.
Yeah.
Ada gave me a Fry Baby. Valerie gave me an enormous, what was it, 14-pound dictionary.
At least that.
And bath oil. And we got a bunch of stuff in our stockings. I won't name it all. And then Miles gave me a chain necklace and a book on Matisse. That's all I could think of.
Yeah, I know you'll have to come to that Miles part. Do you want to pick up chronologically now from last Christmas? And I should not use those kind of words.
Yeah, and then there was...
A year ago at this time, you were still suffering down in Vermilion.
Yeah, I was suffering in Vermilion. Then I moved home and did student teaching at Laura B. Anderson and Garfield grade schools and went then for the second half of the semester to Lincoln High School.
I've forgotten some of that.
Yeah. And that was a good experience, but I don't think teaching is quite my thing right now. And so then I had to give a senior show in order to graduate, so I spent the summer working on that, helped on the campground a little, lived at the lake for a little while where Ginger brought in the man of my life.
Oh.
Right now. Well, Ginger introduced me to her boyfriend's best friend, Miles, who I'm seeing now. And then I house sat for Miles Schumacher.
And Miles who? Schumacher.
Schumacher.
Schumacher?
Yeah, Schumacher. And
when was he born?
He was born on March 18th, 1954.
Oh, both March kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's in law school.
Yeah, he's in law school what year? He's about to graduate, isn't he? In the last year, is he?
Did what?
Is he in the last year of Vermilion? Yeah. Did what? I said, is he in the last year of...
Yes, he's in his last year.
No.
He just finished doing his internship with Christofferson, Balin, and Anderson here in town. And he liked that a lot. So he has to do one more semester of law school, and then he's done. And he's going to stay in South Dakota.
Okay, now come to what Vicki has been doing in the way of her gainful livelihood.
Oh, yeah.
Since when and so on?
Well, on August 22nd, I got a job working for Lewis Drugs and work at Southgate in their advertising department, doing the clothing layouts and the drawings for clothing.
For newspaper, yes.
Newspaper.
And that's what I do right now. I also got a new car.
Yes. What kind of a car and so on?
I got a 71 Ford Galaxy country sedan station wagon.
Put that in because it may not, you know,
I know.
Hold up until next Christmas, so
I
know what it was.
You need to come with kids and ice cream.
Kids and a dog.
Sounds good.
I think that that's...
Does that fill you in for the moment?
That's, 1978.
All right, you stand by now with Ginger on. We want to put you all three back on again for whatever last minute thought you have. Okay. Thanks, Vicki. Okay, and now comes junior member.
I get more nervous doing this than tougher.
Yeah, I know. Think of this terrible audience you have here.
I know it.
And Ginger, see, you haven't hit 22 yet, have you?
No, I'm still
21. 21 yet. Well, there's a gap, but there is a time when all three of you are in steps, and that won't come until after
June 23rd.
Yeah, 23rd.
It'll be 22, 23, and 24.
22, 23, 24. Bingo. Okay, Ginger, start off, if you will, from the 26th of December, 1977. Well, first, yeah, give us what you got today. That's
oh, what
most
I got
important
today.
Thing,
okay.
Yeah.
My gifts include.
That sounds very official, but get up in this business,
okay.
You get up to the microphone.
I need a pin, one
get,
to pin
yeah,
on
Yeah, I know
here.
You want one pinned on. We're fresh out of those.
Okay. I got a diamond stick pin, a dress, a race car set, and a digital scale from Rob. And, of course, a membership to the Racquet Club and a warm-up suit and tennis shoes from Mom and Dad. A robe from Vicky, slippers from Valerie, and bath oil also from Valerie, and an engagement book, and a calendar, a muffler and cap from Mom and Dad, and gloves from Ada, candy from Bertha and the rest of the Kessels, and some dish towels, and an apron from Vicky, and a nightgown. And I just had a, well, I'll get into that in a little bit. I like suspense. So that... those were some
it does
of my...
not. How about that big stocking deal?
Oh, yes, I got the stocking. I got all sorts of fingernail equipment, which, yes. which I need very badly, and UFO candy.
Need we remind each other come next year that the stocking bit was going strong again this year. So
yes.
A lot of little odds and ends and junk.
Little memo pad.
Yeah, so. Okay. Now if we may back up to the 26th of December, 77, kind of fill us in.
Okay. Well, I went back to school my last semester at the university, and in January went out to the Black Hills for Ski for Light, a blind ski week, and still during my reign as Miss South Dakota. And then I gave up the title in February. February?
Well, that's a good a month as any. Yeah, I mean, you know, I like that. Sounds good.
Wait a sec. Maybe it was March. I think maybe...
Are
I
you
don't
sure
know.
You were there?
Yeah, I think I was. Well, it was sometime last year. I don't like to remember that part.
Okay.
And then, of course, I continued with school, and I guess in chronological order, I met Rob Sexauer on the 12th of May. On the 13th of May, on the 13th of May, I graduated from the University of South Dakota in mass communications.
14th of May, you're engaged. No.
It's a very fast worker.
Okay.
And became engaged to Rob on the 28th of October. Oh, I've got to back up. I got a job on the 3rd of August and at KELO-TV in Sioux Falls, where I co-anchor Good Morning Kelloland from 6:30 to 7 in the morning and do weather on our midday. Big news.
Tell them what time you get up in the morning.
Well, I get up in the morning at around 2 o'clock. And am at work at 3:30, and I work until 12:30 in the afternoon.
Those of us who know you marvel that you can get up and be at work at 3:30. So,
yes,
that's probably more remarkable in the job.
Yes,
to those of us who are well, go ahead.
Yes, that's true.
You forgot the 7:25 to 7:30
yes,
co-anchor also.
That's right.
All right.
Also, some reporting is involved with right. that, and. Then, let's go ahead then to October 28th when I became engaged to Rob, and our wedding date is set for May 12th of 1979.
Anything has happened since then is just nothing, I suppose.
Yeah, nothing else. Okay. And as I was going to say, there was his sister Barbara Sexauer gave me a bridal shower the day before yesterday on the 23rd of December and received many nice items from that. I wish I would have written them down, but I do have them down on a different sheet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any fill-in on your sisters here that you can think of that you want to put in there that, or yourself, any
comments about my sisters?
Well, that we can record, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, you'll be thinking about it.
Yeah, I'll think about
think
that.
Think about it.
Other than that, it's been a very uneventful year.
Yeah, I'm very.
No, it's been a very good year.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's put Valerie back on here and kind of any loose ends that we can think of to pick up because she might have thought of something. And I suppose we should have...
Oh, remember Buster?
Yes, oh,
I was
Buster,
say
yeah.
That.
Valerie, you tell us about Buster.
Buster's,
get up here now.
Buster's just fine, and he got cockapoo, and he's about 4.
He's 3.5.
3.5? He's 3.5, and he got a stocking for Christmas.
Hmm.
And he's got the walls torn up with, he's got a hot dog and a steak and few raw hides and
plastic, that is.
Yes, plastic. And Mom faithfully gave him some gravy and turkey in his dish, and so he had his Thanksgiving, his Christmas dinner, and this. And last night we had a get together at Tom and my apartment, Christmas Eve thing, and we had dinner and and we watched The Turning Point with Shirley MacLaine and Anne Bancroft. And let's see. Well, there are so many other things that have happened this year, but.
And you worked here all summer.
Oh, yes, and I worked here during the summer, and we still have our 64 Rambler and our motorcycle, and.
Tore down the building, the back of it.
Yeah, tore down the building, and we're in the process of redoing the basement. I probably said that last year, too. And. Vicky, who lives in the back apartment, is redoing her apartment. And she, you know, has been doing a lot of work on that. Redid the bathroom, and next week is going to do the kitchen. Oh, and Ginger lives at home right now, but she'll be living in Brookings. That's where he's from, is Brookings. And they, his parents have a seed company there, and he has an apartment complex out there in Brookings condominium, and she'll be living in this apartment, which is really nice. And what else?
You went up there for the party, didn't you?
Yes, and they have a beautiful home, and they're very wealthy. I just say that because I want everyone to know that, because they worked hard for that, and I'm glad for Ginger too.
They won't be so wealthy after they
after Ginger gets into the fence.
Listening to this next year. Are we kidding him?
That's, yeah. Okay. But he, yeah, that's true. Anyway, that's really all I can think of.
Vicky, you're turned out at whatever little thought you might have. What we didn't cover, and what.
Yeah,
what. Get up here a little bit closer if you don't mind. What, any extra thoughts?
I gave up my parakeets.
Say, that isn't anything significant. You had them by the dozen.
Yes, but I traded them in for a cockatiel. And I had, the cockatiel's name was Caligula. And.
You didn't want to spell that, did you?
Just C-A-L-I-G-U-L-A. From the show I, Claudius, that Mom and I were hooked on at this time last year. And Caligula stayed with me
for about,
I suppose it was only about 6 months, because one day I had him flying around my apartment, and Ginger and Rob came over, and Ginger, Rob, Miles, and I were going to go on a picnic, and so Rob was buzzing the doorbell and frightening the bird.
Both. Did he buzz the doorbell?
He buzzed the doorbell a lot, at least 12 times before to make sure I know that he's there.
Trying to wake you up.
Mm-hmm. And so they both opened both doors simultaneously, and the bird flew outside and never came back. We had our picnic. Yeah, we had our picnic under a tree that Caligula was perched in for a few hours, and so we started throwing nuts and stuff at it. Nuts and bolts. Miles finally hit it in the stomach, and it squawked, and it flew up in the air and circled the tree, and it went around the block, and
it
landed across the street at that little house next to Chubbs, that lady used to live in.
I call it that little house. Because I don't know.
The realty house. And it flew back there, and we never saw it again, and I'll never forgive Rob for that.
Well, the folks across the street said it was quite tender.
Yeah, I know.
For an old bird.
But, jeez, that's the only thing I forgot to say, and so I don't have any pets now.
No pests.
No pests.
One pest.
One pest, but no pests.
We don't have any lamb anymore.
And, Well, Honey Lamb was near last year. Either was she.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Honey Lamb?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Barry and Tom had a black cat that lived, I don't know, but it was around this campground, and so we rescued it and took it to Valerie's place, and it wandered away.
You put it in the car.
Mm-hmm. And it took off. all our animals take off.
Hijacked it.
Mm-hmm. That's how it. Honey the First still visits both Valerie and me.
Faithfully for food
mm-hmm.
only.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Vicki. Now, Ginger, we have last minute thoughts and any additions, corrections, subtraction to the minutes of this meeting?
Yeah. Gosh, I just can't think of
anything. See, speaking of that, you joined some American Women in or whatever. So, no, what
American Business Women's Association.
American Business Women.
Yes, although I am getting a little bit slack and going to the meetings.
You're getting a long way from the microphone, too.
Oh, yes.
In this radio business, we work quite close to the microphone.
I'm not used to being.
I know. Clip on where you have either that or a boom mic overhead or something. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you say now? Are you going to add something?
No, I can't think of anything else that I've done, and I'm sure there are things. But mm-hmm. What about yourself? Are you going
to
talk?
Well, you made several trips around the country and so on, but I expect...
Yeah, we went to Milwaukee and mm-hmm. Minneapolis and mm-hmm. Colorado Springs. We went to in, I believe it was September, to visit Barbara, mm-hmm. Rob's sister.
And it may be you're getting a phone call now. I can hear the phone.
Oh, yes.
Out there.
Well, he's supposed to come and pick me up in about a half hour okay. to go back to Brookings. Spend a little bit of time, although I have to be home early and in bed since my hours require that I do so.
Okay. And, well, as far as us, let's see, what did we do? I guess not much. Went to Las Vegas, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
For three nights with the Ronnings. Had a good time, saw three great shows. And I went to San Francisco a couple times during the year for the National Campground Owners Association, of which I'm a board member. And I find now with my new assignments on four different committees, so I guess that's going to be a busy one.
Yes.
And we did not open the train motel this past summer. It was too much of a burden, and it was...
That's Rob.
What's he doing?
Okay.
He's still sitting with Perry and he's not drinking.
Okay. Is he still on the phone?
Mm-mm. He just said to tell you that he'll be leaving in a little bit.
Oh. So, well, you just get there in time, turn around, come back.
I know. That's just ridiculous. There's a traveler's advisory out.
Well, he'll be there shortly.
Hmm.
4 o'clock.
You have just tuned in to Porsche's Other Life.
I know.
How about Mom? Mom plays bridge all
the Yes. Mom has been playing bridge and got so good in this group that she's been in that in the past, about 2 weeks, I guess, out of four different sessions, she's been the top in numbers of three of them, mm-hmm. which is excellent. And she's become very interested in a lot of fun and enjoying bridge. And of course, obviously, I say obviously, not obvious, I guess, mm-hmm. but prepares a tremendous meal. And we all enjoyed it again today with our turkey and sweet potatoes and stuffing
yeah.
and mashed potatoes.
And we're going upstairs right now to have some sour
going upstairs
cream
right now
raisin.
Have some raisin pie. We were kind of hoping that Rob would be here so we could have some too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll wait a while. We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, this has been episode 1978. Mm-hmm. And a few of the highlights, as Ginger just said, I'm sure we missed some. But those that seem to come to mind, and if we listen to this again in the future, I expect that it will remind us of a lot of things that we will have forgotten by then. So, 1978, December 25th.